Do you remember when maybe you were, let's say, seven? Because five, you cannot steal something at five unless some bubble gum. But maybe 7 year old and you borrow someone, your first vinyl, your first, well,
Speak.
not CD, but cassette or
Your first
Yeah.
record.
When I
You
was.
never said it back to this friend, to that friend. Oh.
That's so funny. I think for I was living overseas when I was between 5 and 10 years old, and a lot of the music that I listened to back then was Latin music because I lived in Central America. So Menudo was a like the big band back in the day.
Mikey Martin.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So Menudo was the first cassette tape that I ever bought. But then when we moved to the States, no one knew who Menudo was. So, I mean, you kind of forgot about that. But I discovered Culture Club.
Oh.
Yeah. And Culture Club, when we moved back to the States, I bought a Culture Club cassette tape. Because we moved around so much, my dad didn't want to, he didn't want a record player because it was just too heavy and then the records and all of that. So we always had a, you know, a boombox or a stereo with cassette, multiple cassette players. So I mostly bought cassettes as a kid.
That's
Yeah.
true. No, big records was maybe more our parents or the generation, the baby boom.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think my dad was just like, I it's too heavy. I don't want to carry a bunch of records around. So we never had a record player. I didn't have my own record player until I moved out in like 1992. I was able to get my own record.
Wow, and then the CD came up and
Yeah.
so Culture Club. Okay, so we do. Okay, we see. Okay, you were clearly a boy of the 80s. So did you borrow this cassette to a friend of Culture Club or?
Oh gosh. Did I give it to anybody? I'm
Was
sure it got, yeah, I'm sure it got passed around. I loved making mixtapes back then. I loved making the mixtape covers. That was kind of like, oh yeah, you would take the cover out and you would like either draw on the cover or you would there's a thing called hodgepodge where you would cut pictures out of magazines and lay it down and do like a gesso glue over it. So I would get really creative with making the covers of my mixtapes. And then my friends would have me make the covers on their mixtapes. So that was kind of like my artistic outlet as a kid was making mixtape covers.
what?